Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I couldn't figure out whether or not you could hear me on air, but guess what? My engineers, I think they fixed the problem, and I was truly worried. So anyway, let's get the show started. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. And of course, as I said, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting, and I do mean exciting, show for you tonight. It is Friday, June 12th, 2015, and I want to say a happy and safe Friday to everyone out there. I want you to be careful out there because you never know what could happen. And I want you to take care of yourselves so you can join me on a Friday night and enjoy my great, 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 super great music. And we've got a guest tonight, a young author. Her name is Joanna Bright. She's from Hammond, Indiana. Yay! And she's going to talk about her book at 7:30. Called My Resume. Now you can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. And the show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can by going to my fabulous website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button, and make your support known. And you can also get my great books at that website, www.dsmpublications.net. I have a new book out. My goal is to sell 100 books this month, and we're pushing hard to do that. So I want you to go to that website tonight, order my new book called The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And I'm telling you, the photographs are absolutely gorgeous. And I took the photographs. They are really, really good. So, without further ado, if you want to reach me on the show and listen in, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can email me at don.mcclure@aol.com, or don.s.mcclure@dsmpublications, where, like I said, you can find all of my fascinating and wonderful books, or you can go on the internet, go to our network, and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. Man, we have got, I said, an exciting show for you tonight. We have reached, drum roll, please, drummer. I got a little drummer boy that stands in the corner. I don't even let him go outside. Hit the drum roll. Broom, broom, broom. I think he's tired of playing the drum. We reached 81,350 listeners. Man, that's a heck of a lot of people. So I want to send a shout out tonight to the United Kingdom. We've got a new music composer that I've selected. The guy is only 22 years old. He's doing the upcoming tracks for our book trailers that's going to be displayed in Memphis, Tennessee in July. So I am really proud of him. His name is Sean Bratton, and he's from UK. He writes music for advertising, television, and games, and most of his music is created for epic persuasions, like mine. But I have also, or he says he has also had success with uplifting pop rock music. He started composing in 2012. Listen to this. After he graduated from Leeds Metropolitan University with a 2.1 in music technology, and he's currently based out of his home studio in Trendring, Essex, UK. I mean, the kid is only 22 years old, and he writes some beautiful stuff. And most of his work comes from the UK and outside of that, and also the United States. And he's even done soundtracks for Walmart and a couple other big companies. So I had to send a special shout out to him. I want to send a shout out to a special young lady named Tahar Shaw. She's going to be an aspiring author. She's a new author in Memphis, Tennessee, and she will be attending the lecture and the book signing on July the 25th at the Crown Plaza. And I definitely want to send a special shout out for her. She is dealing with a lot of stuff today, but I'm sure she's going to be fine. And I made sure I told her, I said, I'm going to send a shout out for you today. Her name is Tahara. And I like that name. It sounds Egyptian. I want to send a special shout out to my sister, Yolanda Black in Iowa, who sent me a special note on Facebook. She said, and quote, "You always add a smile to everyone's day, Don. So I am taking this time to repay you with a thanks for all the joy you share, little bro." I don't know where she got that little bro from. "Oh, that's so sweetie, beady, tweety, deedy." I said, where the heck she get that from? I'm going to sue her. "I know if you could stop laughing, you are the coolest little brother in the world." God, I just can't believe that. Now, that's my favorite saying, sweetie, beady. Oh, my God, my sister's stealing. Anyway, let's start the special show out. I got to send a shout out to Vashti in Florida for ordering my book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace. And I got to send a shout out to Michelle L. Anderson for her order and support on my work from Michigan. And to Dr. K in Memphis, who has a new show on the air. And one day, I have to have her on my show as a guest. I like her. Shoot. And she is so pretty, guys. So, our show topic for tonight is expectations for your life. What are your expectations for your life? Have you looked at where you truly want to go in what could be a long journey? We're going to start our music track off tonight with our favorite guy, MJ. And he's asked that Annie, is she okay? And he must have asked her 50 million times because I liked when I was playing it. But I said, man, how many times are you going to ask Annie, is she okay? It's called Smooth Criminal and it's MJ. So let's get our show started for tonight. And I am so pumped up and excited. And like I said, it's 7:30. Between 7:30 and 7:35, we got a nice, beautiful, young, new author, Joanna Bright's going to be on my show. But let me play these smooth criminals, like my best friend. I think he's a smooth criminal.
Thank you.
Annie, do you want me? Annie, do you want me? Do you want me, Annie? I say, man, I like MJ, man. MJ say, Annie, are you okay? Annie, do you want me? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Man, I had an ex-girlfriend like that. Used to call me every day and say, Donnie, are you okay? Are you okay, Donnie? Donnie, are you? Oh, man, I just told a story on the radio. I don't know why I'm always telling stories. My priest is going to write me tonight and say, Don, stop telling them stories on the radio. I think my priest was singing that song. Donnie, come to church, Don. Donnie, come to church, Don. Come to church, Don, Donnie. Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number's 347-633-9376, where you can listen to the show, or you could go on the internet and type in www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. We got the best show on the World Wide Web. I am having a ball. We are talking about expectations for your life. And we've got 15 more minutes before my guest calls on the phone. What are your expectations for your life? Have you looked at where you truly want to go and what could be a long journey? We ask ourselves various questions about what direction our life has taken after birth. We wake some mornings filled with that nagging question, did I make the best choices for my life at this very moment in time? Sometimes during the day, we think about what could have been or had a desire to be. Was it the right direction for our total happiness in life? Who wrote this stuff? I think I did. I need my glasses. The answers to these questions we will not find in a dictionary or explained away in some lecture. And you won't find that answer by asking others what you should have done in life with your talent. Your conversation with self, based on a real review of what steps you have taken during this journey up to this point, you will reflect on what decisions you have made and which ones you should make right now. So again, it's kind of like you look at your life one day and say, okay, am I really living the expectations that I thought I was going to reach? And even though you've made some errors, even though you've done some things, you need to look at your life and say, okay, am I really where I really want to be, or am I really headed in the right direction to make me happy, to get that fulfillment for me? I'm going to play this track by my girl, Carly Rae Jepsen. She saw a guy that she liked while she was working, and she said, hey, here's my number. Call me maybe. And she said, I know it's kind of crazy, but I like the guy. So, hey, call me. I hope he calls me. She said, I know all these other little girls looking at you and stuff, but you know what? Call me maybe. I don't blame you, Carly. Tell him, call you. Maybe ask them like Michael Jackson. Call me, call me, call me.
Crazy, but here's my number, so call me.
Now, you know what? I know some of you have been out at a restaurant or the store and you saw that guy or the girl you liked and you said, I know this is crazy, but here's my number. Call me Donnie. I mean, baby. Oh, man. I like that track. That's one of the little bubblegum tracks, man. I like that. Call me, baby. I was telling my best friend upstairs. I said, man, you know you'd have told some girl. Call me, baby. Please, please, call me, baby. You're listening to the Don McClure Show. Don S. McClure. And the number to dial in is 347-633-9376. You can get into the show and listen in. Man, I am messing up. That is too much red tea. Call me, Donnie. Oh, man. And I can see him in the store now, in the health food section. Hey, baby, could you call me? Maybe. They're going to kill me when I go upstairs. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Tonight, we are talking about expectations for your life and have you reached some of the goals that you really wanted to achieve in life? And I truly hope that you examine your life, get some of the things you want out of life, because life's a journey and you really want to get to where you really want to go. I'm going to play this track by Deborah Debs. We played it before. It's called Clear My Name Up. And I'm telling you, clear my name up out there. She's talking to these ex-boyfriends. Don't be telling her new boyfriend no whole lot of stuff because she's not with you no more. So just clear my goddamn name up. I know my sister going to get me for saying goddamn on the radio. And I see there's my priest right now on Skype shaking his finger at me. You better stop cursing on the radio. Okay, let me play this track by Deborah Debs.
Your man.
And let me clear my name, because I'm not dating you no more. I got a new boyfriend, so stop calling my house. I wonder why the exes just can't understand. Clear up my name and quit calling me. Let me talk to you again. Please take me back. Oh, man. That's kind of sorry. She said, hey, clear up my name. She said, I'm spoken for. She said, so go, you had your chance. Nah, I got somebody new. So clear up my name. Don't be telling him you used to date me and we go to the park and we go to the beach and say kissy, kissy. Oh, man. You're listening to the Dawn S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only crazy Dawn S. McClure. My sister just cracks up when she hears my show. And I'm looking at my priest. He is laughing his head off. And you need to say some Hail Marys full of grace. That's what you need to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I am enjoying my show. It's 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial to listen in. We've got a guest that's going to come in about three more minutes. Her name is Joanna Bright. And I met her in person at the Hammond Library book signing. And I'm telling you, I was impressed. And she had little pictures on the wall of her books, almost trying to act like me. Man, can you believe that? No, she did a good job. She's a great, talented author. And I really think she's going to go a long way. And we're going to talk to her tonight about her book, My Resume, and it should be really good. So I know she's going to definitely be listening in, and she's probably got her husband and her friends and her church and everybody just listening to what she's going to say. So I'm going to play this quick PSA, and when I come back, I'm going to pick up her phone number and bring her into the show, and I'll give her a drum roll, and I'll bring her in. And she will be able to discuss her great new book. So let me play my first PSA. I really think I'm cute, don't I? Oh, man, that's fun.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And man, you know what? I get a lot of grandmothers always asking me to play that PSA like they little boy is so smart, they little grandson. And they think they're smarter than Grandpa. I like what he says. Did Grandma tell you what to get? No, Grandma didn't. Mind your business. Let me get this guest in. Her name is Joanna Bright. She is coming in from Hammond, Indiana, and I'm going to be talking to Miss Bright in a few seconds as soon as she picks up the phone. Drum roll, please. Brum, 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 brum. That's the worst drum roll in the world. Joanna Bright, how are you? Well, Ms. Bright, I can't hear you.
Hello?
Your phone is breaking up. Hello, Ms. Bright.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing fine. I just got rid of Jimmy, telling his grandpa, did Grandma tell you what to buy? I'm so sick of Timmy. I'm going to slap him in the mud. Anyway, Ms. Bright, welcome to the Don S. McClure Show.
Well,
and
thank
I am
you for having me.
I am so glad you are on the show tonight. I've talked about you and told them you had a fabulous book. It's called My Resume. And we're going to start the show off by asking you, so what the heck made you write a book called My Resume?
Well, the title came last, first of all, and that's not usually how I write. I wrote the book because, honestly, I had nothing left to do.
Okay.
My youngest child graduated from high school, and I was a stay-at-home mom. I worked odd jobs, but I basically was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband worked, and it was a very hectic life that we led with our four kids. And at the end of each night, I wrote in my journal, and at the end of each journal entry, I put a poem. When my daughter graduated from high school, she came by for one of her visits when she was in college. She says, "Mom, what are you doing?" I said, "I just wrote this book, and I'm scared to death. I need to send it to a publisher." She goes, "What are you doing?" And my finger was hovering over the enter key. And she goes, "Just send it." And, you know, I didn't want to, but she finally convinced me. And that's how it became a book. I mean, it was just the writing, you know. Every day writing something down, how my day was, how it went. And, you know, the poems came later, and I put the poems together, and that was basically it. It's a book about my life, my journey, a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a friend, auntie, all of it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. All right. You sat down one day, and can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah, because it's a little static for some reason on our phones. But anyway, my thing is I had a chance to watch some of your video clips, and you were doing some poetry at some clubs or somewhere, and you were talking about the thing. Now, when you're out there doing this, are you actually talking about everything that happened to you in the book or your life, or are you sharing some of the poems that came from the book? What actually are you doing this, like, spoken word? Are you just talking about your book?
No, actually, when I'm doing the spoken word, I do a couple of pieces from my book, but I've evolved in the past year as a poet, and I am sharing my life. I'm sharing the things that have happened in my day, people I've encountered, the things I've done. I mean, if you've read any parts of the book, it kind of talks about a little bit of everything. And I'm sharing myself with the audience, and so it becomes very personal. And sometimes it's not personal. Sometimes it's just off the top of my head. You know, like I have a poem that I wrote about a tree.
Okay.
So it's just stuff like that, yeah.
Well, see, I don't find anything wrong with that. I think that being creative, we like to share what we think and how we feel about things. And I always tell a lot of writers, it's great when you can get into the nuts and bolts of where you're going and what you've gone through. A lot of times when we write kind of dry and try to keep it not totally involved in our own personal life, then the reader says, okay, so I've heard all this before. But when you start attaching something personal from your life, that they can say, you know what, I've been in that situation, or I've seen that happen, and I like that. I did get a chance to read some of your book because I have it on my Kindle, and I like my Kindle because it talks to me at night. It says, do right when you're listening to people. But no.
Don't put me down. Go to sleep.
I'm telling you, you're crazy as me. But the thing is, I think that when writers enjoy what they do, and you seem to have an enjoyment about what you wanted to put out there in your book, how does your family feel about what you wrote?
They're totally shocked because I was an introvert prior to this. I was the person who didn't speak very much in a crowded room. I mean, I enjoy the party and socializing with other people, but I was not the person to stand up and perform or want to stand out in the crowd. They're all still kind of really going, "You did that?" Yeah, I did. And, you know, it's my baby. You know, all my kids are gone, so my book is my baby. And so when I tell them about it, I'm performing here. You know, you need to come here because I'll be performing, you know, I'll be doing a skit with Robert Irving III is going to be playing music solo behind me, you know, and they're like, he's doing what? How do you know these people? I'm like, just blessed, you know, so they're kind of dumbfounded, but they're proud of me. They're happy. You know, they're like, because they didn't think I would be doing anything at all after my daughter graduated out of high school. They were like, well, she's going to be sitting at home doing nothing. And I kind of thought I would be too, but, you know, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you know what the thing is, too? People assume I'm very introverted, and people find it hard to believe that. They go like, Don. I go like, yeah, man, I'm just so introverted, and I don't like being in front of people, and I just like not talking a lot. And they say, good lying, boy. I say, I'm not telling a story. But I can relate to what you're saying as far as being introverted and being what I call a forced extrovert, knowing that you got to be out there, that you have to talk about your book. It makes you become a forced extrovert because you could stay an introvert, but you won't be able to explain your book. Now, how did you get involved in the Hammond Library book signing?
Long story short, because I am an introvert, I found that I had to promote myself, put myself out there on social media websites and everything. And oddly enough, you became one of the people that I started to follow on Facebook, and I listened to your show. And I said, well, there's a good idea. And I saw that every time I saw an author that I was following and your name came up, I saw that you were going to be at the Hammond Public Library. And I thought, oh, I can do that because at least there'll be one person there that I know.
Well, that's good to know.
If I flop, at least I'll have somebody to go and talk to. But that's truly why I did it, because I knew it was coming up, and I was like, I don't know if I want to sit in a room with a bunch of other authors like me. You know, everybody's coming with their wares and setting up and sitting at tables, you know. But you're right, though. You become a forced extrovert, you know. So when I saw you walk through the door, I was like, oh, good, he did come after all.
Yeah. Well, you know what, like I said, I was impressed when I met you. I thought it was a really really nice table set up, and your book was so, your cover was different. Your cover had kind of a East Indian flair, and I kept saying, okay, my resume, this looks like an Indian girl in trouble or something. So I was attracted to the cover as a question to say, okay, how does my resume, and is this you on the book? I said, well, she's awful pretty to be writing this book. And you are, you're a very attractive woman. But your cover, I couldn't figure whether it was a story about this Indian girl. And if anybody's looking at my page on the internet right now on my Blog Talk show, you'll see her cover. And it's a really dynamic cover. So how did you come up with that?
Well, I'm part Indian. My dad was an Indian, and my mom is Mexican. And I really wanted to come across, not just to just reach African-American women or women in my age group or just young people. And the cityscape underneath pretty much just kind of describes who I am. I'm of my heritage, and then I was born and raised in Chicago, the big city, and it was, you know, we were poor. We lived in the ghetto. It was dark. I just thought that the whole front cover, the way it was set up, it spoke to who I was. My mother became a Muslim back when I was like 9 years old. I switched over and became a Christian after I married my husband. And if you look at the book, after everything I've told you, it's very telling of who I am.
Well, your book cover has a international flair to it. And again, I thought I was seeing somebody from East India, like New Delhi or anything around the Gandhi era. And I was thinking this was a book that was talking about the relationships of women in India. So it does have an international flair. And when I saw the promos, I said, okay, this has got to be a book about different cultures called My Resume. And it's talking about how they either escaped some harm or became more involved in women's rights. But it's a fascinating cover. Now, where can anybody get your cover at?
Well, my book can be got at my publishers at www.tatepublishing.com. I'm also at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, Powell Bookstores and Books A Million.
Okay.
Hard copy,
so do you
or
have your own website?
Or e-download. Pardon?
Now, do you have your own website? Or it's just
no, I opted away from the website at the beginning because I really just didn't know any better.
Okay.
I said, my first book, my first time out, I really didn't have any resources to go to say, well, should I do a website or should I let them set me up for Facebook? Because the contract they offered me had so many things, and my husband and I discussed it, and I thought, wow, a website sounds kind of detailed, and I didn't really know very much at the time about how a website would work and how I would find time to navigate through it and what I would have to do. It sounded complicated at the time. In hindsight now, I wish I had taken the website instead of the Facebook page. But since then, I've learned how to navigate the social media website like a beast. So
okay.
I don't think it would be a problem if I set one up now.
Well, I think you should do one. I believe that every author should have their own individual website because it builds their name identity. That's number one. Number two, think about like Walt Disney. Even though his stuff is on Amazon and eBay, when you think of him, you kind of go to his website first. Now, you get a better percentage as a writer from your own website, and you can get more of a collective audience database, which will kind of guide you. So if you need some help on a website or you want to know where to go and how to build one, you know, I'll kind of guide you along in that. But it's always, always best to have your own website along with Amazon and Kindles and whatever else is out there. But
mm-hmm.
your own website is your own identity base that you can add more
yeah.
products and more things that maybe Amazon and them don't care. I have tea for my books. I have coffee for my books. Have a children's board game.
Yes,
that's not
I saw
on.
That. You have a lot of great yeah. products. I was amazed at the tea thing when I saw that.
Yeah, so I think that you're headed in the right direction. I'm impressed with your book cover. And we're going to talk a little bit more because I'm enjoying this. And I didn't know you were using me as a guinea pig to come into the book signing where Don's there. And I could talk to him all day. But no, that was good. That was a good marketing move. And I'm really impressed with what you've been doing so far with your book. Now, do you have any other books that you've put out since then?
I haven't put out any other books yet because, honestly, I just finished actually writing excerpts from my resume. And it's called Excerpts from My Resume, from my Head to Your Soul. And the third one that I actually finished is called From the Journals of Joe Bright. It seemed like after I started writing poetry, it just because every day I'm writing. And I looked up and I finished three books. So, yeah, right now I'm going to be going in the studio. I'm going to make excerpts from my resume into an e-book.
Okay.
I think people really enjoy reading on their Kindles I guess you call them their internet books. You know, it's not a Kindle, the off-brand copies. People don't usually pick up the hardback and the soft covers anymore, although I'm a pen and paper girl and I love a book. But you know, I'm just going to try to go the route of where the audience is going. If they want an e-book, they'll get an e-book.
Okay. Well, the thing is for you, and this is just a piece of advice, keep your hard copies because actually a lot of people do like those over the Kindles. The Kindle readers are not as personal to you, but the readers that love to have me sign my books, and actually one of my books sold in Japan for $900, one sold in China for $600 because it had my signature in it. So,
oh,
and they
wow.
couldn't have sold it like that. Yeah, they couldn't have sold it like that because it was a Kindle. But always keep that, and Kindle has that voice activation, so it will read the book to the persons, which kind of knocks a little bit out of the audio books. It's not that audios are bad, but try to arm yourself with as much software and avenues that you can gain the mass markets rather than pigeonholing your whole into just one market or the Kindles or the audiobooks. And again, is there an email where everybody can reach you just in case they want to talk to you about your book or have you come do a book signing or something like that? Have you got an email?
Oh, yeah,
for that?
Sure. My email is mamayaya, M-O-M-M-A-Y-A-Y-A, at comcast.net. And for if they want to reach me that way, or they can call me at 219-989-9865, my work number. And
okay.
We can share our information that way. Mm-hmm. If they want to have...
Now give us that number again one more time.
The number is 219-989-9865.
Okay. And give us that email again, Mama...
Mama Yaya. It's Mama Yaya at Comcast.net.
Okay. So what made you come up with the email for that, Mama Yaya?
Well, I'm a mama and a yaya.
Okay. I got it. Okay, you're a mama and a yaya.
I try to keep things simple, honestly. The simpler the better.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Hey, whatever works. But whatever I tell people, there is no set pattern. You got to do what you do. And if that works, hey, I'm all for it. My thing is, I'm talking to Joanna Bright. She's a young author getting into the business. Seems to be doing pretty good, got great ideas. Her new book is called My Resume, and I'm telling you, you can get it on Amazon.com. Just type in Joanna Bright, Johannabright, or type in My Resume, and the book should pop up. I think she's going to do real well with this. Joe, I need for you to hang with us for a few minutes. I've got to play a track called Sold in Mind by Lyra, and she's from South Africa. She's really great. But I'm not through talking to you yet, and I want to talk to you some more. So kind of hang in there with us. Let me play this track. And when we come back, we have more of Joanna Bright on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday with over 80,000 listeners going, yay, I love Don McClure. No. But anyway, let me play this track. We'll be right back to you. And
okay.
Then we'll talk some more about what made you write your story in a book.
All right. Sure will.
I am a child born of love, so let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend, give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do 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 do. A longing and pounding in my heart led me to want so much more out of life. Led me to forgive every hurt, to let go of the past, and allow myself to heal every pain. Now I am free, yes, I hold my head up high. The burden on my shoulder is no longer with me. Now I can breathe, yes, I feel so much at ease. My soul is all right with me. My soul is all right with me. Soul and mind. My soul and mind.
And that was the beautiful. I mean, that girl was so beautiful, it's ridiculous. Lyra, soul and mind. And, you know, me and my best friend was just having a conversation about your cover, Miss Bright. And the question came up, it was just so fascinating because he would say, well, what does she look like? And I showed him on the board. And he was saying, so are you saying American Indian or Indian out of Ethiopia or what? I mean,
I'm American Indian. My father is an Indian, and his father was an Indian, My mother is Mexican, and her father is Mexican, and my grandmother is biracial.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's amazing because my granddaughter is Mexican, one of my granddaughters. And her father, of course, is black because he's my son. I guess I'm black. No, I'm black.
You can look hard enough.
Yeah, I know. But the thing that's so amazing about that is for a long time, everybody thought she was another culture. And then her mother said, no, I'm Mexican and she's Mexican. I said, oh, okay, all right. But I think it's amazing to look at that cover. And I want people to go to Amazon.com, look up my resume, and even just take a look at the cover. But it's a good book. It's actually, I really enjoyed it. It was one of the books that I put on my to-read list. And the thing that I liked about you the most is we shared that camaraderie and supporting each other. You said, hey, I'm going to go get your book. And I said, well, let me get your book. And that's what I'm trying to get over to the other authors. If they support each other, they can grow more. And if there's some things that you need to know, sure, I don't mind you asking me. But the thing I hate the most is when people want to get a lot out of you and don't want to give anything back, and they think that it's their duty not to support you but to ask you for all the resources. So I respect you a lot, and I respect your work. And that's a twofold thing. And there's some projects that I'm probably going to work on that I'm going to see if I can get you involved in some women's groups where you can talk about your book and talk about your experiences. Now, did you have any, like, totally bad experiences in the book or totally joyful experiences in the book? What was the main thrust of your book?
I think the main flow of it is my daily life as I was maturing as a person, not just as a woman, as a mother, because, like I said, I was an introvert. All the way through my high school years, even into college. And I didn't have a voice, you know, and some people probably thought I was a pushover, but that was just because I was quiet. So writing opened my mouth, you could say. You know, I became this person who, once I wrote it down on paper, you know, you have to read it back to yourself, and I would hear myself, and I go, oh, well, that sounds good, and that sounds good. And my kids were like, wow, Mom, she's not who she used to be. The book is about me, but it's also about the people in my life. It's about my journey to becoming who I am today.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you said that because I played that track intentionally. Sold in mind, because if you listen to the words in that, it kind of sounds like the words that you're talking about in your book. And there's a close resemblance when you listen to what Lyra's saying and her plight in South Africa and what you're talking about in your book. I think that's one of those books that if you sit down and really just read and say, you know, maybe I'm looking at life the same way she's looking at it, the good, the bad, the indifferent, being a mom, and also being an individual as a whole individual. And I think that's such a great way to approach a book. You know, I'm just fascinated with the way that you've been doing this thing. So when do you think your next book might be done?
It is going to take a few months because I am learning as I go. Like I said, I was very ignorant in the beginning with my publisher, who have been very good to me. Do not get me wrong. They are very, very good to me. But it's because of my ignorance, not knowing the right questions to ask, so therefore I only got the answers that they knew to give. Learning how to ask the right questions and go to the right people to get into the studios that I need to get into in order to get the job done, you know, the proper engineers. Do I want music behind it? It's just so many things that I'm learning along the way as far as an e-book goes. I mean, it's easy to write, but then it's the formatting and going into the studio and the cadence of each poem. And, you know, there's a cadence to every story we write. You know, you just don't put it down and say, see Dick and Jane run down the street. I mean, You can't do that. Each poem has resonance, its own life, you know. So it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. But I hopefully will get into the studio in a couple of months because, like I said, I'm still learning. I'm very much of a novice. It's only been like a year and a half since I've actually been in the literary world, and I've shared, well, you've been on my YouTube channel, so I've just shared every little step of my journey with the public, hoping that I can get other young writers or people who just, you know, want to do something with their life to get up and just encourage them to do it.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. And when you start to produce your audio tracks, I found that a lot of the writers, and I guess it's kind of from just not knowing, if you tie in the advertising industry, that's a billion-dollar industry, and you look at the tools that they use, not so much the advertising, but the tools they use, we buy a lot of stock, everything from photographs to music, and there are five studios, and that's just the tip of them. There's even more than that, that actually will let you have the tracks for your poetry, and they don't charge that much. It depends on who the composer was. I've got a new track coming out for my trailers, and it's done by a young man that's in the UK, but he belongs to this group that I buy from. They're called Stock Soundtracks, and they don't cost as much because they're already produced. You just have to say, okay, this is the music that I kind of like to have, what I'm looking for. And then you go to this huge studio base. A lot of the advertising agencies buy what they call stock prints for their ads, for their print ads. They also buy stock soundtracks. So instead of you looking all around trying to find out a lot of musicians, not knocking the musicians, but the soundtrack studios is what a lot of the ad agencies use. Matter of fact, the young man that's doing my track that I'm using, he did the soundtracks for some of the Walmart ads, and that's what he does. But he's in this group that we use. So there's some information out there that I think the newer writers really don't get because some of the people that's trying to guide them, they don't know themselves. So they kind of give you what they know rather than saying, that's what Tony and I was talking about at the event. He was like, Don, man, yeah, I've never met anybody like you with as much information that you seem to be doing the marketing, the this and that. I said, well, it comes from being around these other people that I worked with for years and knowing that this is how they do it. So when you get ready to do your tracks, let me know, and I'll give you a list of the studios that actually had a soundtrack that once you buy them, you can take them right into the studio, and they sound just as, matter of fact, they are the soundtracks that you hear on a lot of your TV announcements and stuff like that. So that's just a piece of advice. But again, I like the way that you're trying to approach the writing thing. Learn as much as you can from the right sources. And sometimes you're going to get juked a little bit. You know, it happens because they know you don't know. Yeah. And if you don't know what
I've heard those stories.
Yeah. And I've run into friends of mine that say, man, Don, I could have ran into you a long time ago. I tried to put the book out there and it didn't go. And I'm like, well, you know, if you said something that made a lot of sense. If you really don't know what to ask, then you're only going to get the answers that you're capable of getting. But I don't say that that's the right way for the industry to do. If we know something, then we should really share real information because there are 5 billion people in this world, and there's not one writer who has captured the market of 5 billion people, not Grisham, not Donis McClure almost got him, but
I know, right? I heard of him.
I think he's kind of crazy, but he knows a lot. But anyway, the thing is, if you ask people that really, really know, and they'll give you some tidbits, because that stuff's not hidden, and it's the resources that's why I told you to join the Illinois Center for the Book and go to their page, and they do have a lot of resources that a lot of the writers in Illinois don't use, and also, you don't have to live in Illinois to join them. If you write anything about Chicago or Springfield or Champaign-Urbana or you use it as some of your backdrops, then you can join the Illinois Center for the Book. And they're connected to 50 states that they actually do information trading back and forth with. So that's just a piece of advice. But I like the way you're going. I think you're going to do really well. You seem to be approaching it from a real professional point of view. You were very professional. at the book signing in Hammond, and I have listened to some of your tapes and some of the things you're doing, so I think you're on the right track. Now, once you finish this, are you still going to be doing a lot of the spoken word events, or what are you going to be doing with that?
Well, what I'll be doing after this one, on the 27th of June, I actually got to meet Dominique Wilkins at the Hammond Public Library Authors Fair, and she and I were Facebook friends. I've been trying to join, like, different groups and things like that, and when she walked through the door, I was like, oh, I know her. We're friends on Facebook through the Christian Authors Promoting Success group on Facebook. And when I was there, and we got to talk and everything, and she invited me to come and be a part of the expo there. So she was like, well, what can you do? And she read some of my work, and she says, well, we want you to open for us. So that's a blessing. I'm going to open for the Christian Authors Promoting Success on June the 27th at on Fort City Shopping Mall, which I haven't been there in forever, from 3 to 6. And I have a whole 5 minutes, and I'm really excited about it, so I want to make sure that I use the time well. I'm going to be doing on the 19th of this month. I don't have to double back. On the 19th of this month, I'm just going to be doing a pre-Father's Day show for senior citizens, fathers, and specifically on 1400 and Roosevelt Road in a senior citizens building. It's kind of a private event, you know, because they are senior citizens. They don't want a whole lot of people come in, but I assume that they will have their children there too. And I'm just going to be reading from my book, and I'm going to share with them a few pieces from Joe's poetry, excerpts from my resume. And then after that, I've forgotten. I have it all written down. But that's what I'll be doing in the next three weeks to come. Yeah.
Well, sounds good. And Dominique is a great person. She's been on my show. She's actually a good personal friend of mine. I got a lot of respect for her. She's done a lot with her work. She's always trying to do some things. So
yes.
When I told her when she was on my show, she had already did the Authors Expo. So I promised her, I said, well, I'll be involved in the next one. And so when it did come up in this June, I'll be there on the 27th at the Ford City Shopping Mall in front of the APS Books and More store. But I promised her I would do that, and I have to keep my word. So I definitely said on the show I'm going to do it. She said, I'm going to hold you to that. And so I got involved in it. But I think a lot of her, she's a really good writer. She's a good person. Got a chance to meet her children. They're just really good guided kids. And I think Dominique is going quite a long ways in the industry and people like you. So that's the reason why I kind of have you guys on my show. I try to have some of the best and the brightest and the people that I think are kind of like shining stars, and they don't mind supporting other people. You know, I just have a hard time accepting the fact that people want support, but they don't want to give support. And Dominique's like, if you ask her something, she'll try to find out what it is, or she'll tell you where to go. And she's pretty good at that. So I really have a lot of respect for her as far as being a writer and a person. She's a really good person in the industry. So you tie it into somebody really nice. Listen, I got to take a quick PSA. When I come back, we're going to talk more to you about your book and what it is you're trying to do and what markets you want to capture. But let me play this quick PSA, Community Helping People, because I like them. And then I got to play my Denzel Washington PSA for the Boys and Girls Club. But when I come right back, we'll have some more conversations with Joanna Bright. She's got a book out called My Resume. And we'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
And that's my guy, Denzel Washington. I like what he says. It's the 3 o'clock bell. And also,
yeah, I kind of expected to hear him some more.
Oh, yeah, I kind of like him too, but I said, no, you can't have a whole show. But there's another organization that I'm really proud of called Mind Influence Attitude, Inc., who is a sponsor of, or one of the sponsors of Dominique's program on the 27th. He's going to be there also, Mr. Anthony Stevens. Yay! And he's my best friend, and I'm also on the board for them. So I want people to go online to mindinfluenceattitudeinc.org. They're a 501c3 and support that organization because they are influencing minds to think better and do better. So, Miss Johanna, right? Or is it Joanna? Which one is it?
It's Johanna, but I've gotten used to people mutilating my name, so I just go with it.
Okay, but it's Johanna, right? J-O-H-A-N-N-A.
Yes.
That sounds kind of neat, Johanna. Hey, that was that's kind of like Johannesburg, right?
Yeah, got a lot of that, too, coming up.
Yeah. Hey, are you from Africa, Johannesburg?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, where do you think you're going to end up as being an author? I mean, where do you want to go in life with that? Because our show tonight is about expectations for your life. So where do you really want your book to go, or what do you expect for you to go?
I have no expectations of where I'm going to go because I'm really quite happy with my life the way it is right now. I'm not expecting to be a millionaire. But I suppose, in a nutshell, I would love for my book to be in the hands of people who desire to read my poetry and to learn from it and me because it's a very telling book about how I felt in my life. This little book of just over 145 pages spans 20 years in my life. And for me, it took a lot of effort to say, okay, I'm going to do this. And just knowing that I reached this goal that, okay, I have the book in my hand. It's in the stores. It's out there for people to pick up and read and find out who I am and hopefully they'll look at it and go, oh, I can connect with that. And, you know, it's I want people to connect with it, to find your favorite poem and say, wow, that touched me. Making $1 million would not be a bad thing. I'm not saying I don't want it. I'm saying I'm not looking for it. But I would like to publish my other books and just continue in that vein, reaching out to people, sharing my life, hopefully encouraging them to go out and step out of faith and do something themselves that they always wanted to do or never even thought that they could do. But just to go ahead and just do it anyway. I mean, what's the worst could happen?
Well, that's the thing I try to tell authors all the time. Stop worried about trying to get it to be 100% correct. Nothing is everything is 99%, even Lysol. So, you know, when you think about that, and if you just get out and do it, you're going to make some mistakes. You're going to have some errors. You're going to fall on your face a little bit. But at the same time, each time that you do that, you're going to grow a little more. To me, the journey is your second book is going to be a little bit better than your first. Your third book is going to be better than the first two. As long as you're writing, you're going to see where you made mistakes at, and you're going to grow. You're going to build your team. And if you ever go back to some of the actors that you see right now, look at where they began, some of the movies, and you go like, man, that was a long time ago. Matter of fact, just for some reference sake, there's a show called Murder, She Wrote. And in one episode, They asked her to invest into HD. They say it's going to be the newest thing. And this is back in like the 70s or whenever the show was on. But they asked her to invest in an episode into HD because they were pushing it. They said it's going to be the latest thing for television. Now, this is back before we even start talking about HD. So what I'm saying to you is that some of the things that you see now are ideas that people started working on, and maybe you didn't know their names, or maybe you weren't in that environment. But the thing is, I tell writers all the time, don't let people say to you, well, I never heard of him. They never heard of F. David Peete, and I know he works every day. He's a really strong writer. I know very few of them have heard of my main guy. I like him a lot, Ken Burns. He does a lot for PBS. So just because you don't hear the name Ben Mankiewicz, and maybe you don't know that name, doesn't mean you don't have a talent for writing or doing or even being in the business. So I congratulate you for taking the step, for deciding that just for you, you wanted to write. And if the other things come in and you can enjoy the better things in life, which is what everybody wants, then that's just a bonus. But the first step is when you decide, you know what, this is just for me and I'm writing this just to put it out there so I can either encourage others, but I'm also encouraging myself. I think that's the best way to approach it.
Yes, yes.
Well, the thing is, I know we're going to be together on the 27th of June at the CAPS Expo. It's from what, 3 to 5, something like that?
It's from 3 to 6.
Yeah, okay, 3 to 6. You can tell I messed up the time. I'm cutting it off an hour. It's from 3 to 6. It's at the Ford City Mall. And it starts at 3 and it ends at 6. And I'd like to see y'all, a lot of people come out there and support the other authors. I'm going to be there, so they can come meet me, Donis McClure. But there's going to be a lot of great authors out there, just a lot of them. And Dominique's going to be there. And I just can't name everybody because I can't think of all the names. But I'm glad to see you being a part of this thing. And I think that if you go back and talk to some of the people at the library, especially Ms. Greenlee, who bought every author's book while they were there, which was a really good thing. So a lot of good resources that you could kind of pick up from them also. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I think you're doing a great job. Now, give us the website one more time where they can get your book. Is it Amazon.com? And where else?
I'm at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, PowellBookstores.com, Books A Million, and BAM.com. And you can also pick my book up at www.tapepublishing.com. They are my publishers.
Okay, well, sounds good. Listen, I've enjoyed having you on my show. You sounded really great, and I'm really proud of you. I think you're going to go a long way. That is Mr.
Thank
Johanna
you.
Bright. Yeah, B-R-I-G-H-T. I pronounced her name right, so my priest is looking at me like, with Google eyes, got a cross on my done. Come to confession. I'm not thinking about him. Go get a job. Go get a real job. Stop being a priest. Stop being my priest. I know he's going to get me for that. I know he's looking at me not cross-eyed. Like, he's going to throw some holy water through the screen. But anyway, listen, I've enjoyed having you on the show. I'm looking forward to some more of your writing. And I'm going to probably get a book of yours to send as a gift to my sister because she loves that kind of stuff. And she's really doing some great things in Iowa. So if you're ever in Des Moines, Iowa, go see Pastor Yolanda Black. She's got a radio show that comes on every Saturday, and it's called The Voice of Joy. And she just loves her sweetie beady brother, and I love my sweetie beady sister. And oh, I just love the whole world. Just send my kisses out. Mwah, mwah, mwah. But anyway, I've enjoyed you on my show. I'll have you as a guest again when you're doing something different and new. And one day we'll have you come on and read some of your poetry. I'd really like to get into that.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to have you on my show, and I'll play some music that just blends in with what you're doing. But listen, you've been a great guest. I've enjoyed you. Got to let you go and get to the rest of my show. It is 8:14 on the Donis McClure Show, and I have enjoyed my guest, and I'm going to be with her June 27th. You can come and meet her at the CAPS Expo at the Ford City Mall. It's going to be great. Hey, Joanna, you have a great weekend, and I enjoyed you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, let's see if we can get another music track here so that we can play more of my great music. And let's see what else is going on the Donis McClure Show on a Friday night. Hey, you know, I really enjoyed having her here. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this track by Gladys Knight called I Who Have Nothing, and My Man Should Love Me Anyway, because I ain't got a dime. You know the song says that she's at a window pane with her nose pressed against the window pane, asking him to come outside, and he's sitting with a woman who could afford to buy him dinner? Gladys, I don't know about you. Get it together.
Who have nothing.
Man, I like that song. I ain't got no money, but come outside with me and be my honey. I know I can make you happy, because he got to buy you a steak, but I can get you a McDonald's. Hey, and it ain't nothing wrong with dating a guy or a girl that don't have no money, because one day they may be okay. So it's not always about money. And Gladys just sent me a note, said, Don, I got some money. Okay, it was just a song. I said, Dad, Gladys, I wasn't talking about you, for real. But no, it's the relationship should not be about money. That's what she's telling the guy. Come on out. He could give you everything, but I could give you my love. And you know what? Love is much better than money. And I know some people say, hey, I can't pay my rent with some money. Well, hey, you ain't supposed to be getting with nobody to help you pay your rent. No way. You're supposed to be in love. But anyway, listening to the Don S. McClure show. And I am the one and only. The one that's going to get sued one day for Gladys Knight. No. She said I was okay. Hey, I got a track that I'm going to play by my girl, Layla Hathaway. And I think she is just the bomb diggity. They don't even say bomb diggity anymore. The bunka bunka. What did they say? Crump. It's not even crump. What's the new word? Duff. She's Duff. You know they got a new show out called The Duff, a new movie? I don't even know what that means. But let me play Layla Hathaway. Which one do I want to play? Oh, she got two. She got one called Tell Me More and More. And then she's got another one called When Your Life Was. But I think I'm going to play the More and More. Tell Me More. She's telling this guy, tell me you love me. Tell me some more. Tell me more and more and more. And I just kiss you all over your face. I just love you. And I got some money. Oh, man. That's crazy.
Tell me more, and then some. You know what I want to hear. I want some more, and then some. That I love you only. I want some more and then some. About how you feel and then when you done told me about a million times of how much you love me, when you're through, start right back in again. Made the same mistake. Know the awful ache of a little heart that's been double crossed. The waiting's been so long, so long. It's hard to be believing. Thought I'd missed my guess. I thought happiness for me was lost. I want some more, and then some. You know how I love that stuff. Whisper from now on. From now on until doomsday. But I never, no, I never will get enough.
You talking about a track. Man, we were upstairs talking about that. That's the kind of song that you play that you just kiss till you can't kiss no more, till your lips are sore. Or if you remember back in the day, you were in the basement, just, man, slow dancing. The girl almost couldn't breathe. That's more. Tell me more. Tell me. She said, if you told me a million times, you could tell me a million and one. Woo! Man, that's some love. Then that's what I'm talking about. That's the show enough real stuff. Is tell me more. Tell me more. Give me more. Give me. Just give it all to me. Man, that's the kind of stuff. I see my priest shaking his head. But I'm telling you, that's the kind of stuff that people just, man, you slow dance. You can't even get a pencil between y'all. Man, tell me more. Tell me more, more. Man, I love that song. I got a track that I'm going to play by one of my best friends. Her name is Amarilla Santiago. She's got a track called Dreamin' that was done before by somebody else. And it was a good track then. But Amarilla's nailed it. She added that little Latin sound or Hispanic sound to it. I think she's from Puerto Rico, too. Beautiful girl. But she's a friend of mine. And I just want to play her track, Dreamin'. Especially after you get through with Mo and Mo and Mo. Then play some Dreaming. Oh, man, just see your girlfriend or your guy all in your head. You ever went to sleep like that? They just in your head, drive you crazy. Hey, you just say, oh, mwah, mwah, mwah. Just kiss them all over their face, on their nose, on their ear. Just everywhere. I can't say certain things because my priest looking at me like, better not say it. I'm going to mass to make up for this show. But let me play Amarilla Santiago with Dreaming. And it was by Vanessa Williams.
Mi amor, mira.
Now, you're talking about a track. I love when I play that track. I like that. That's my girl there, Amaryllis Santiago, my play sister. And she's on the East Coast. And I love when I play that song. Man, I just get Google-eyed and just think about just kiss till I'm blue in the face. Man, I love my music. Listen, I'm going to play my last track for the night. I don't have to, but I'm going to play it anyway. It's called Move a Little Faster, and I want everybody to enjoy their weekend, have a great life, and I always say enjoy life. That's all you have, and a special, special shout-out to Tahara. I hope everything gets better and things work out, and I know they will. She was at the ER when she texted me, but I hope everything is okay. And again, to my sister, I love you so much. You're my sweetie, beady, kinky, kinky, dunky, dunky. I don't know where I got all the names from. But let me play Deanna Brumfield. I almost forgot her name. And to JB Spirit, my producer, I couldn't do it without you. Thank you. And to my best friend who sits upstairs and just shakes his head while he's listening to whether I got sound or not. He is the president of Mind Influence Attitude, Inc., a nonprofit organization in Illinois that I'm proud to be a part of. So if you get a chance, go to that website. But go to my website tonight, get a book. I need that support. I'm trying to sell 100 books for June. www.dsmpublications.net. Order my new book, The Book of Inspiration, A Mind at Peace, and you will really enjoy my photographic talent as well as the writing talent and the poems in there and the journey. It's absolutely beautiful. So let me play my track.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you talking about a track. She said, if you want to get with me, you got to move a little faster. Man, I have enjoyed tonight. I enjoyed my guests. I enjoyed my music. That's one of the tracks that, man, I'm going to shake my tutu boo-boo off. And I don't care what my maid say, my priest. I don't care. It was a great show tonight. I enjoyed it. I love you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And to Avalon, have a great weekend. I know you're going to enjoy it, but I'm telling you, man, and to everybody out there, especially my family and friends and fans, I had a great show tonight. I love you. Couldn't do without you. 80,000 crazy people. Hey, it's good night. I enjoyed myself, and I'm going to let Dion Brumfield just take me on out as I can go dance. And you, ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. Good night. Mm-hmm.